Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Greetings to you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have been meditating for the past few weeks on the high priestly prayer from John 17 chapter. So part of today's meditation, we will be studying 9th and 10th verse from John 17. So what an amazing song it is, simply trusting Jesus. It says, trusting through a stormy way, the real faith comes. How far we are trusting Him and depending on Him. Trusting, it is nothing but an act of love. When we truly love Him, whatever He says, all the commandments we follow. So especially trusting through a stormy way means when we have trials or temptations or tribulations, the true dependency with the God, there itself it shows. But He is there always, He is Emmanuel God to help us out. It's amazing lyrics written in 1836 by Edgar P. Stites. Could you please turn your Bibles to John 17th chapter along with me to 9th and 10th verse. John 17. Nine and 10. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me. For they are yours. 10th verse it says, and all are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. We have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving this blessed time, Lord, to come to your presence, Father. What a great privilege that you have given to us, Father, as your children, Lord. Help us to learn from these verses, Father, 9th and 10th verses of John 17, Lord. Lord, open our hearts, open our eyes this evening, Lord, to understand, Father, whatever the word that you've given us, Father, help us to understand with your help. Strengthen us and nurture our minds and souls to grow in you, Father. We call these things in the mighty name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So these verses are amazing verses, especially for the past few weeks. So we have been meditating on this high priest prayer. It's the greatest prayer, the Bible says, it is the greatest prayer ever prayed on the earth. And also this is by our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, it is the greatest prayer recorded anywhere in the scripture. John 17 is, it is certainly the holy of holies from the gospel record. And when we approach this chapter, we are studying, we must study it in the spirit of humility and worship. Also, this prayer, it gives us the intercessory and mediatory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the foretaste of the intercessory work of our Lord. Also, this prayer shows Jesus, our Lord Jesus' obedience to the Father, and also the revelation of God through the Son, and also the calling of all the disciples out of the world, their mission, their unity, and then their destiny. There are only two places in the Bible where the long sermons of our Lord Jesus Christ recorded. One we could see the Sermon of Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, and also it is there in the Luke 6. And the second one is a pretty much long sermon that is, it's a kind of encouragement or intercessory thing. It is from John 13 to 16. All these things happened, right? We are meditating from this Last Supper. After the Last Supper, how Jesus was praying for himself and for the disciples and also for the believers, upcoming believers, future believers. Both sermons, he is speaking with the disciples here. And also, one place he's sitting and speaking, and other place at the Last Supper, maybe he was sat at the dining table and then speaking with the disciples, both to encourage the disciples. And also this is for the 11 disciples. By the time the 12th person, Judas Iscariot, he left the place. So this is to 11 disciples addressing. And also when he was praying, all these 11 disciples, they were listening this prayer when he was praying to Father. This is to the disciples who are very much trying, equipped for the past 3.5 years when he was on this earth, first 3.5 years John, he says from 1 John 1, I would like to read them. Whatever he was heard, seen, and touched, first verse of 1 John 1:1, it says, which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have lived upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, is what we know from John 1:4, 1:1 and 1:14. The word, it became flesh and it dwelt among us. So this is whatever they saw, our Lord Jesus Christ, 3.5 years, very close. When our Lord Jesus Christ called these apostles, immediately they did not check for their comfort level. Immediately they turned and then they followed them. So they're very much trained and equipped. By the time Jesus, our Lord Jesus, is very much knows that Friday night, Thursday night, so in the next few hours, he's going to be crucified, and also the next few days, he's about to ascend to the Father. So whatever the mission he has come, the rescue mission, whatever the purpose he has come to rescue the humankind, so he has to hand over that great commission to disciples. Now think about that. The accountability of all the 11 disciples, you know the power of them. There are so many people, but you only choose and 12 people. If you see from the Bible, I wanted to read a few verses, how he, I'll definitely read out that one, how he has chosen those 11 disciples, 12 disciples, it's clear. The whole night spent in the prayer. After that, literally he chosen them. He went there, and when they are fishing and netting down, he called them. So immediately they followed him. He knows, because he is God. Bible says in Philippians 2:7, he emptied himself. He made himself nothing. That means he did not leave his deity. He is 100% God. He is 100% man. He left only his reputation. He only left his glory. He came down to save you and me. So that was his status, our Lord Jesus Christ. He knows very much the mission, what he was here is. He did something. He prepared all the disciples, 11 disciples, and then he's sending them to the world. Also, he's not praying for the disciples to set apart or not to be in the world. They will be in the world, but they're not of this world. So it's like a boat in the water. We all know that illustration. When the boat is in the sea, right, ocean, though the water it is touching and it is in the water, but nothing in the water, it will not go inside the boat. Similarly, though the disciples, they are in the world, he's praying for them to be apart from set apart from the world and living for him. So the word disciples is first of all going to understand what Bible says about disciples means. The Greek word it says mathetes. So many times we discussed about that. Mathetes is the word, mathematics, it came from that word. It's nothing but a learner, pupil. Pupil means student, and also scholar. Also, synonymous, another synonymous word is intern or apprentice, adherent, adhesive. The tape, how it is adhesive to the very hard material. So same thing, right? It is adhesive to the master. So master, Bible very clearly says the disciples means there is a one word. It's very, it says the disciple is not greater than the master, but he is look alike his teacher. Definitely, we'll touch base on those. A few verses are there. Now here, yeah, in the New Testament, disciple is nothing but Christian in training and also enrolled in the school of Christ. John 8:31, it says, who continues in God's word, he is called disciples. And also, who carries his cross daily, Luke 9:23, who denies himself and taking his cross and following him daily, he is called disciples. And also, who loves as Jesus loved, the disciples, they love others. And also, who bears much fruit, as in John 15:8, who bears much fruit. These are all called disciples. If you see the qualities, whatever we just read, if you see all these qualities in the 11 disciples, definitely we find. So Jesus, he trained, our Lord has trained them and equipped them and then sending to the world. So that's why the prayer here. So also how he knows how to choose these 11 disciples means he is God. He knows. Bible says in 1 Peter, in his foreknowledge, everything, right? He knows. Only thing, he cannot control us. Since we have the self-will, we have the full power to choose our decisions. In his foreknowledge, he can go back and see. When he goes forward, right, he sees how they are going to be living all those things. His foreknowledge, he chosen it. Father has chosen this, and then he created them. And then when he called him, when God called these people, right, immediately they showed the obedience. Immediately they followed him. And then slowly he will be transforming into his likeness. That is the way how these all these loving disciples, also like us, just their humanly nature. We know how many times Peter denied. After seeing all this incident of yes, he was with Jesus, and then at the end of the day, he was denying Jesus Christ, saying that he did not know him. Of course, later he realized and how he followed Jesus Christ and how he died, and how we all know. So those things he well aware of Jesus, our Lord Jesus, he knows in his foreknowledge, and then he chosen these 11 disciples. So the prayer here is, I pray for them, I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me. Father, he has given him. Though God desires everyone come to his knowledge, they have to come to be saved and come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Still, right, he did not pray for the world. His desire was there because the reason is he's just preparing the 11 disciples. Later, we all know how they made the world upside down, how powerfully they worked and all, how dedicated in the discipline. We all know how they work for the kingdom of Lord's kingdom expansion. But here he is praying for the disciples, not praying for the world. When we try, when we mentor them and send to the world, if they know really who is Jesus, so then they will not be turning back. Here, so that's why he is not praying for the world, only he is praying for these 11 disciples. That way they will be reaching the uttermost part. We all hear him because of his disciples. There is a concept in physics called nuclear fission and nuclear fusion. So when God ignites these 11 people's hearts, they went different parts of the world, and then they ignited those localites. And then further, right, they went and they preached the gospel. That's why how Christianity increased. So all this because the way how he find all glory and creating post our Lord Jesus, the way how he prepared their hearts and all, we'll see here. And also, instead of praying for the whole world, praying for the disciples, we make them to go and preach outside, and also it will be multiplied. Time to pray, because that is the only time to pray, not pray for the world, because they are the core group people, those 11 people. He knows very well of that one, who is going to take forward his mission. So that's why he's praying for them, not praying for the world. And also, he's praying for the protection from all these evil tactics, Satan, and not praying for them separated from the world. Though they are in the world, they are not of this world. He knows their plan and purpose. He's well aware of that. Also, whole night Jesus prayed, choose them. That's what I mentioned from Luke 6, 12, 39. I read that. Luke 6. Luke 6th chapter. 12:13. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. 13th verse it says, 6th chapter of Luke, and when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. So he did not choose randomly. He prayed and spent so much time, the whole night in the Father's presence, and then he chose those apostles. Also, they are very much equipped and trained that we already discussed and waited. A disciple, Luke 6:40, it says, a disciple is not above his teacher. Everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. How he trained, whatever they saw from Jesus, all the miracles, everything, right, they know how he is. Also, they received the words, they understood whatever the word our Lord had spoken. They believe that he has come Father. So the way how they believe the Father, they believe the Son. Bible says, whoever has the Son, they have the life. There is no life without Son. That's why they believe Son, they believe the Father. So they also know that whatever the miracles and whatever the works that Jesus, our Lord Jesus, done, right, they believe. Only thing, the suffering side, somehow they could not realize Friday night. Thursday night or so, and then but later Sunday night, right, they come to know the power of resurrection. After seeing the resurrected Christ, then they came to know how powerful he is with his full deity and the glorified God. Also, here we can see the model of disciples in Christ Jesus, where he's not training everyone, he's just preparing 11 people, because he knows this is a narrow way. The gate itself is narrow gate, way is narrow. So there will be so many trials and temptations. A lot of things will be there. Between grace and glory, there will be all these things. 1 Peter 2:21, all the sufferings. Jesus, he suffered, and shown the way, and asking us to take the cross and follow him. That when we follow him, right, similarly, how the way they glorified our Lord Jesus' disciples, similarly, we too can do that. The Christ model here is not focusing on all people, just taking the few people and focusing them, training them, equipping them, and then sending them to the world. They will go and they do the same thing. It's called the discipler and disciple mode. Disciple means he is well trained. Then he is training the disciples. Once he knows and he's fully trying, once he's slowly growing in the likeness of Christ, he will go and teach the same thing to other people. That's what our Lord Jesus did. Apostle John, he saw and did all those things. He trained Polycarp, then Polycarp to all his disciples, all very dedicated, disciplined, and determined. If you see their lives, amazing. Just want to go and read what they did and how they died. Only John Apostle, he did not martyr, but rest of the people, they all martyred. Matthias, Bible says Judas' replacement, Syrian Antioch, Cappadocia, in the region he evangelized, but he stoned and beheaded. The way how he died is, people they stoned him and then beheaded. Peter, we all know Rome, saying Basilica, they think that they God died there itself, crucified upside down. He mentioned, I'm not worthy to be crucified like our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he asked the people, reverse way, upside down, he was crucified. Andrew, brother of Peter, Greece, Asia Minor, Scythia, that area he evangelized, he crucified in the cross, not like this, like this. He crossed. In the cross shape, he was crucified. James, Jerusalem and Spain area, he evangelized and he was beheaded. John, Turkey, natural causes, we all know how he died. Not like other disciples. Bartholomew, other than Nathaniel, Armenia, Turkey, he skinned alive. Matthew, Levi, Ethiopia, killed by axe. Thomas, he came to India and then he killed by spear in the Chennai area. I went there and see how he was prayed and all. Looks like he still puts the hand the prints, it was there. I don't know how they captured all those things, but there is a mount, that mount name itself is Mount Pass. So there he got buried close to, I literally went there and saw. So though his body later taken by Constantinople to, I think, Istanbul, Turkey area. But however, Thomas, he was died, killed by the spear. James, the less Egypt, beaten to death. Thaddeus, Simon the Beggar, Philip, all these, they're all Christians. These are all very dedicated because they know. Because they know, and when they die also, right there they are going to heaven knows. Also, it says they're ready to do anything for Christ. They saw him. The reason why he came and all, they're well aware. Whatever the commission he given to them, very much they fulfilled that one. And tomorrow, once he's coming, maybe they're going to do all the 12 tribes. A few things, that is about the 9th verse. I would like to read about the 10th verse. And it says, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified there. Shows the unity and equality of Son and the Father. Yours are mine shows how our Lord, he has authority over everything. He's saying, all mine are yours, and yours are mine. Whatever the things Father, he is having the control, he is having the complete authority over them along with the Father, because he is equal to him, equal to Father. He has everything, and also, when we know that he has everything, still, right, we believe in ourselves. Like if we have some fever or some disease or some sickness, right, we go to hospital, but though we are dependent, we are taking their help, taking their advice, but still our dependency must be on God. Though they are not doing anything, but our God is there to heal us, to do anything. Here, we have to always remember that he's the rich. Powerful in the whole universe. Everything is in under his control. We just gave the word he upholds by Hebrews 1st chapter. It says he upholds everything right by the power of his word. So that is the power of his word. Also, it says total dependency. There is one thing, of course, our Lord Jesus, he has taken help, but like when he asked the disciples to go and get the donkey, Matthew 21:2, also when he asked disciples to go and prepare the room for the Last Supper, though he has taken help, he did not depend on them. They're not doing also, he knows how to get that done. So, but still, right, sometimes we can take help, but our total dependency must be God. What happens if you're not having total dependency means I wanted you to turn to Jeremiah 17, 5 to 6. Jeremiah 17, 5 to 6. It says, if you're not having the total dependency on God, it says, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes his flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Sixth verse, it says, Jeremiah 17, chapter. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. And then whoever trusts in the Lord, seventh verse, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out his roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. Its leaf will be green, will not be anxious in the year after all, nor will cease from heat. Bible says, if you're not having a total dependency on God and not trusting God, it's a curse. It's not my word. Bible says clearly from Jeremiah 17, 5 to 6. So that's why Bible very clearly says, we have to believe that he has everything. Our Lord has the power, authority, over everything. He is the creator of the universe. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. When we know that, the power of him automatically will taste how good he is. So may God give us that kind of good heart to believe in all circumstances, in all situations. Also it says, all mine are yours and I am glorified in you. John 6:65 says, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless has been granted to him. To him by my Father. Father has given all these 11 disciples to him. So that's why he's saying, all mine are yours. All the disciples belong to Father also. Whatever Jesus is having, that is also of Father's. So that's why he's interceding on behalf of disciples here. The way, once they go to the world and they do right, by their works, by their good works, or by listening to the gospel, right, they glorify the Father and also the Son. So ultimately, Bible says, even we also must be like salt and light. When the light is on the lampstand, everyone they can see the good works, whatever we are seeing, by those good works, people, they glorify the God. So I wanted to read one more scripture portion from Peter and John, how he healed the lame man from Acts 3. When the lame man was asking for the alms, he asked, we do not have any silver and gold, but in Jesus' name, we are ready to heal. After they healed, how he glorified and praised God. Not only he, says Acts 3:8, so he leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping and praising God. Not only he, 9th verse says, all the people saw him waking and praising God. So that is the way. So all the disciples are fathers. Whatever belongs to our Lord Jesus, that is also belongs to fathers. So whatever we do by that right, he will be glorified. We all need to walk as Jesus walked, and also the way how he prayed, we also supposed to pray. Not only praying, the way how he lived, we supposed to live in the same way. We have a high priest. He tempted in all the things. Bible says in Hebrews 4, 13, 14, who can understand all our weaknesses, though he did, he understood and we all our weaknesses, though he tempted as we, as the manner of we, he did not commit any sins. So that's why we have a high priest who can understand all our weaknesses. We will go with the boldness to the grace of throne with all our prayers and supplications, and we can pray to him. Also, let us go all to him with a pure heart, good conscience, and sincere faith. Now, good and gracious God, help us all to grow in his likeness and help us all to glorify him. We will be dispersing like last Sunday into smaller groups. Let us, if they have any prayer, come in the link. Otherwise, we will be dispersing.